get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about.
That's all I transmit. It's all perfect, too. So that the kids feel. There's nothing to us. You need traction. Or you'll be another sucker. Mix it in action. You hate to hear it? You'll learn to love it. My smoking rhymes, you'll always think of it. I eat them seeds up like a pack of hungry lions. Step on my way. I'm dropping science. I'm dropping science. I'm dropping science. I'm dropping science. The burner posse, along with me, Craig G. It's gonna rock it till the crowd begs me to kick the next verse. The context worse, like all the others. That's why I give respect first. And believe me, I'm never on another. Cause as a member of Cold Chiller Warner Brothers, I do swear to uphold this title of rap to be the boldest. Among so many MCs, yo, Marley, yo, we outta here.
Yo, money, let's breathe.
Oh, whoo, man. I got a screaming headache. It's no good. Oh. Something about the way you typed that makes it sound kind of gross. I got Sombra's skin. Ugh.
Nobody can do it in the Take this time out to thank my man Ron Mills giving me this opportunity to touch down on Sirius XM Fly for the Friday Fly Ride. Ron Mills, I appreciate you. Mr. C, let's get it. Let me give you another Christmas mix. Put y'all in the spirit. We're about 1 week away from Christmas. Let me put you in that mood. Watch the mix. Mr. C, the Friday Fly Ride.
This is not really... not really blending particularly well for me. I don't know. This just sounds like you just threw on a drum beat and then played this song, and it didn't really take too much time to line them up. I mean, what about, you know, whatever. That's, you know, hey.
Crazy. Just put you in that Christmas spirit for the Friday Fly Ride, Mr. C, to finish out here. Heather B, you feel me? You feel me, Heather B? This is how we doing it.
How,
we are streaming live.
SiriusXM.com/SiriusXM Fly.
The live stream for all of our subscribers. It's what it is.
I mean, it's on the rate. It's on satellite. Well.
In about 8 more minutes, all you got to do is click the home page. Click the link on my Instagram and Twitter at DJ Mr. C. You can download this mix in 8 more minutes. Mr. C, let's go.
Now, finally, some Christmas music. Oh.
Just these bitches. I remember getting to a point where, like, my friends and I would look at our turntables and our mixer and think, like, well, what piece of this haven't we used? Like, it felt like we maxed out what that original setup of the two turntables and mixer could do. So I welcome all the new technology. I remember the first time I saw some house and techno DJs using CDJs and running loops and using that plus and minus 50 on the pitch slider where turntables have plus and minus 8 and being like, whoa, like, you know, the dams are going to break. The walls are finally opening. There's more that we can do. You know, like, I felt like there was more wingspan suddenly. And so I welcome those changes.
You just released a special box set, 7-inch vinyl. Thank you. I have one here in the studio. You hooked me up.
You're welcome.
In the Loop, a decade of remixes. Tell me a bit about the idea of this release.
Remixes for me have been a huge part of my musical output, you know? In fact, it's really just in recent years that I started putting out more, like, 8-track music. I did Duck Sauce for a while before, obviously, and I would do, like, a one-off song here and there, but remixes were the way that I learned how to produce, and every remix I did was, like, an exercise in, like, literally learning one trick after the other, because I was an experienced and skilled DJ, but I would walk into, like, my little home studio room, and I was a novice. Like, I wasn't trained in that. So, you know, self-taught in that too, but very aware that whatever I was going to put out had to live up to the standards that I put to my name. So there's a little booklet in there that tells the stories behind a lot of the remixes.
This guy has...
Try to open this. Right, I'm excited.
Piece of thick tape over his license plate where the registration sticker is supposed to go.
I need to ask what you have in store for Fool's Gold 2017.
Like, basically just...
So with Fool's Gold...
Riding dirty, I think. I don't know.
You know, obviously, there's always a lot of releases. There's a couple artists that we've been developing for the last year or two that are starting to put out their music now. So whether it be on the producer side, there's a bunch of new producers and DJs I'm excited about. Mado, Prom Night, Falcons, Kittens, and Hood Boy, Geo Theory. I've got more of my music coming out too. We always have, you know, some hip hop output. There's a bunch of really cool singers that are sort of like changing the genres of just coloring outside the lines of R&B. We have a Canadian kid called Black Atlas. Leaf is a girl from New York. Bosco is a girl from Atlanta. So a lot of music.
So you've joined me in the studio today to pick this week's Up All Night tracks.
Yeah.
When you're getting warmed up for a night out, what are you listening to?
When I'm getting warmed up, I usually listen to either hip-hop or something with beats. What I play in my sets, I'm not usually listening to it before my set.
That would ruin it for you,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. So I picked an instrumental that I liked. I'm not even fully sure how to pronounce this guy's name. I don't know if it's Debray or Debris, but he made an EP with MF Doom, and there's an instrumental called Air that I really like. I selected for this, for the warm up.
Up all night, the warm up.
What do I listen to when I'm getting warmed up for a night out? Oh, jeez, I don't know. Probably something like this. Yeah. it's actually... I'm listening to something somebody more like this. Once told me the world is gonna roll me. When I'm really trying to get amped. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. Never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a hot star. Get the show on, get paid. All that good gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets cooler. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture. You know, now I'm a little too amped. Yeah, so I put on something like this. Songs not sung by kids. Like the kids are just kind of on the chorus. I'm ready to go. Thank you. all about Kidz Bop, but their quality of production and performance has come a long way since the first one. Which is 10 years old, by the way.
I know it's done for me.
If you steal my sunshine,
my sun ain't hard to see.
If you steal my sunshine,
keeping dumb and built to be.
If you steal my sunshine, if you steal my sunshine.
This is not what this song is labeled. This song is mislabeled.
Baby, can't you see? I'm calling a guy like you to where I want
him. I wanna get away, gotta get away. I wanna get away, and fly.
You just laughed it off, it was all okay.
I should really stop listening to all this. Because it's killing me.
Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of junk. Yeah. My fashion sense is a little whack.
Who is this guy?
Just describes me.
Is he in jail now?
Boarding school. Company girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody got nothing in my pocket.
That guy is the mastermind behind all this, and he is a fucking billionaire. Like, he sits atop the Kidz Bop empire, finding children on the streets and indoctrinating them into his dark world. He stopped singing on the records because he didn't have to anymore. Here, but I'll turn to YouTube for it if I have to. Oh yeah, I love these raps.
It's my chocolate. I'm stepping in the heart of this here. Give me a bumper in the heart of this here. Watch me as I grab a thing. Yo, we go love time, this month time. With your sound, you're in the place. Gonna fight with us, can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill the air, so don't stop. Get it, until you're cheddar headed. Watch the way I never get.
Kidz Bop, bring me to life. Let's fucking really double down on this shit. Knew this YouTube Red subscription would come in handy. No ads. Just bring me right to the fucking good shit. On Kidz Bop 4. This guy's good. Wake me up! Can't wake up! Save me! He's really got it now. Nuance. Whatever. He's approaching it with the fucking level of dedication he needs to for this fucking awesome cover of this awesome song. Well, this just has to be fake. Better than the original, though. I mean, honestly, there's more fashion here. Of this song that are about chocolate milk. I just don't. I can't. I will not abide that. I like to think I have some standards. Low as they may be. A lot of talk, you know, in the news and everything about, you know, how divided we are as a people, you know, the around the nation, but I think, you know, like, you could break it down into, like, a couple of camps, really, you know? It's like, there's the camp of people who would think it would be appropriate to buy kids bop music for kids to listen to under the guise of like, well, this is guaranteed safe. I have to do no research. It's just, it's kids bop. It's got to be good for them. It's written. And then the other people that think that those people should not be allowed to have kids. Like, what a profoundly lazy thing to do, right? I mean, well, I don't have time to actually, like, have taste or knowledge of music, so I'm just gonna assume that this Kidz Bop thing, that they're, like, editing these songs and making them okay for kids, and just have my kids listen to this? That's culturally enriching, right? I mean, that's why we listen to music, right? Time to care enough about our children to screen things before they see them. I'm just gonna take it on faith that this thing called Kidz Bop is good for kids. I have no other barometer, I have no other measurement of quality to make against this work other than, is it safe for the kids, or might it accidentally talk about the sex? You know, I have a surprise bit of information for you here. Some breaking news. Let's get you for your speech. All that Kidz Bop did not help my headache. I know.
This is Vanilla Ice.
I was shocked too. album goes pretty hard too, really.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
Wanna go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Like a plastic.
But at least it's, you know,
it's fantastic. You can push
my adults singing songs originally sung by adults. There's no pretense of, hey, this is for kids. It's just, they just produced an album full of awful covers that sounded like someone dropped a off 32 sound card on them and said, hey, can you make versions of these recent dance hits? Yeah, I guess. Covering a good song.
Just listen to what I'm saying and do and take a check. I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put your hand up on my hip. When you dip, I dip, we dip. I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put yours and I put mine. And we can dip down low and go and grind. Just get on the floor like I said before. You don't remember that down low. Just put a little dip with it. Now roll those hips with it. Pop it, push it, pop it.
People that shop at Walmart that see a cheap compilation of hit songs and assume they're going to be performed by the original artists. It's like a whole, it's just kind of a scam.
Yo, DJ, I got my girls in the front.
It's like, oh, this has all these awesome songs I love on it. I'm gonna get this for $6.88 or whatever. Right, yeah, Spotify definitely breathes a new life into this horse shit.
My name is Slim Shady.
Hi, kids. Do you like violence?
Yeah.
Wanna see me stick 9-inch nails through each one of my eyelids? Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did?
Yeah.
Try to see to get fucked up worse than life is?
Huh?
My brain's dead weight. I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out which my skill I wanna impregnate. Dr. Dre said,
Shady, you a basshead. So why's your face red? Man, you wasted.
Well, since age 12, I felt like I'm someone else. Cause I got hung the original self on top bunk with a belt. Got pissed off and ripped family's tits off. And smacked that so hard, I left the clothes back. Was like crisscross. I smoked a fat pound of grass and fell on my ass. Faster than a fat bitch you sat down too fast. Come here, slut.
Shady, wait a minute, that's my girl, dog.
I don't give a fuck, God sent me to piss the world off.
My name is...
Like, this song actually sounds like a crime beat to me.
My name is,
My name is Skip Shady. My name is Skip Shady. My name is Skip Shady.
My English teacher wanted to float me in junior high. Thanks a lot, next semester I'll be 35. I smacked him in the face with an eraser. Chased him with a stapler and stapled these nuts to a stack of paper. Walked in a strip club with my jacket zipped up. Flashed a bartender and stuck my dick in a tip cup. Extraterrestrial running over pedestrians in a spaceship while they're screaming,
"Kids, just be free!"
99% of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom does more dope than I do. I told her to grow up and be a fast rapper. Make a record doing drugs and name it after her. Okay. You know you blew it up when the woman rush your stands and try to touch your hands like some street Russian band.
Meet Eddie, 23 years old, fed up with life and the way things are going. He decides to rob a liquor store, but on his way in, he has a sudden change of heart.
I wonder if they at least had fun producing this.
Into play.
All right, stop. Now before you walk in the door of this liquor store and try to get money out the drawer, you better think of the consequence.
Who are you?
I'm your motherfucking conscience.
That's nonsense. Go in and gaffle the money and run to one of your aunt's cribs and borrow a damn dress and one of her blonde wigs. Tell her you need a place to stay. You'll be saving your days if you shave your legs with an age razor blade.
Yeah, but if it all goes through like it's supposed to, the whole neighborhood knows you and they'll expose you. Think about it before you walk in the door first. Look at the store clerk. She's older than George Burns.
Fuck that. Do that shit. Shoot that bitch. Can you afford to blow this shit? Are you that rich? Why you give a fuck if she dies? Are you that bitch? Do you really think she gives a fuck if you have kids?
Man, don't do it. It's not worth it to risk it.
You're
right. Not over this shit.
Stop.
Drop the biscuit.
I will.
Don't even listen to Slim, yo. He's bad for you.
You know what, Trey? I don't like your attitude. It's all right. Come on, Trey. Stan, 21 years old. After meeting a young girl at a rave party, things start getting hot and heavy in an upstairs bedroom. Once again, his conscience comes into play. Now listen to me. While you're kissing her cheek and smearing her lipstick, I slipped this in her drink. Now all you gotta do is nibble on this little bitch's ear.
Yo, this girl's only 15 years old. You shouldn't take advantage of her. That's not fair.
Yo, look at her bush. Does he got hair?
Uh-huh.
Fuck this bitch right here on the spot there. Till she passes out, she forgot how she got there.
Man, ain't you ever see that one movie, Kiss?
No, but I seen the porno with Son Milius.
Shit, you wanna get hauled off the jail?
Man, fuck that. Hit that shit raw, dog, and bang.
They listen to the song once.
You know what? Flipping the you know who. Yeah, but he's so cute though. Yeah, but
and then recorded it.
Screws up in my head loose, but
listen to the original like once when, like, okay, I think I got it.
I
got the lyrics printed out? Okay, great. Now we can do it. Yeah, alright, let's go.
My bum is on your lips. My bum is on your lips. And if I'm lucky, you might just give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids and expect them not to know what a woman's clitoris is. Of course, they're gonna know what intercourse is by the time they hit fourth grade. They got the Discovery Channel, don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who cut other people open like antelopes. But if we can hump at animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women, wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady, all you want.
All of Eminem's hits.
I've been
Dear Slim, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, fuck it. What's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant, too. I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'ma name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie, too. I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over some bitch who didn't want it. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground shit that you did with Scan. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the shit you did with Raucus, too. That shit was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back just to chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is Stan.
Want to do another take of that? No, that sounds good to me. All right, moving on.
I can't see at all.
Dear Slim, you still ain't called or wrote. I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad, I just think it's fucked up you don't answer fans. If you didn't want to talk to me outside your concert, you didn't have to. But you could have signed an autograph from Matthew. That's my little brother, man. He's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you for 4 hours, and you just said no. That's pretty shitty, man. You're like his fucking idol. He wants to be just like you, man. He likes you more than I do. Sometimes I even cut myself to see how much it bleeds. It's like adrenaline. The pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you because you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous because I talk about you 24/7.
All right. That's, you know, maybe we'll listen to the rest of that next time, next week sometime. Everybody have a good weekend.